Having a functioning democracy is one of the greatest demonstrations of human behaviour we have. That's the view of visiting observers to our elections today. Election watchers, as they're affectionately known, from the University of Exeter are keeping tabs on the election process across the island, ensuring it's democratic and fit for purpose. Well, Dr. John Ault is leading a team of three students dropping by polling stations in each constituency, as Tanya Humbles reports.
Their remit includes making sure the disabled have access to the booths, ballot boxes are sealed, and there's secrecy in the process. Dr. Ault has experience monitoring elections internationally. He explains why we need to take notice here on the Isle of Man.
They're standards around the world that we try and encourage. And so we're here as people who've observed elections in Wales, in the UK. I mean, I've personally been abroad to America and Canada. We went to recently for their general election last year. And we observe elections just to make sure they're up to international practices, because by that standard, we can encourage other countries to do the same. I've done international observing for quite a while now. I used to chair something called the Electoral Reform Society in the UK. It sort of encourages democracy. We're very lucky to live in democracies in the West and in the UK and, you know, the associated areas. And I think we need to be conscious that's a privilege that we should encourage and maintain. And I think students at the university are keen and really engaged with the idea that democracy isn't just a given. Actually, this process is almost marvellous because a lot of people coming in, yeah, they're expressing their desire on what they want the future of their area to be. And that's a fantastic process. I think it's encouraging that young people like the students are engaging with, the idea that, okay, it's a fairly simple process. We're not talking about putting a man on the moon with elections, are we? But it's probably the greatest demonstration of human behaviour we have. Democracy is a fantastic process, and it's something that people should engage with.
Tom Fidler is part of the team. He's doing it as part of a PhD programme on Celtic politics. I spoke to him outside a polling station in Douglas East.
I've been fortunate enough to be an election observer at the Assembly for Wales as well. It's a research area of mine that looks at why it is that how a Celtic identity can be displayed through politics and the ways in which people are able to express themselves, and whether or not that's a Celtic identity, a regional identity, or something completely different, or some sort of hybrid of.
So you've done your research on the Isle of Man, I assume, before you came over?
Yeah, briefly. I mean, I've been fortunate enough to go to a few conferences where I've had experience of people talking about the Manx experience. Obviously also the use of the Manx language as well, and how that's impacted upon identity. But it's been quite interesting really to go to somewhere like the Isle of Man, where you've got a unique parliament positioned quite uniquely, and interesting to see the ways in which people feel perhaps not necessarily represented as much by political parties as they are in other Celtic nations, and the way in which the independent movement perhaps engages with that nationalism to a different extent.
Just to remind people who want to make their vote count today that the polls will close at 8 o'clock.
Tanya Humbles there with just 2 3/4 hours to go.